Hey, Raj. Hand me the number 6 Torx screwdriver.
Stop. We can't do this. It's not right.
Sheldon, you have 2 choices. Either you let him put a bigger hard drive in the TiVo, or you delete stuff before we go out of town.
But once you open the box, you voided the warranty. The warranty is a sacred covenant we've entered into with the manufacturer. He offers to stand by his equipment, and we, in return, agree not to violate the integrity of the internal hardware. This little orange sticker is all that stands between us and anarchy.
Okay, then we won't touch the hard drive. We'll just erase the first season of Battlestar.
There, we're outlaws.
Here you go, Leonard. Is this going to be big enough?
It's perfect.
For taking daffodils to your unicorn.
It's just for my notebooks. Thanks, Penny.
Oh, I love San Francisco. I wish I was going with you.
I understand your envy. This is a can't-miss symposium. There are going to be discussions on bioorganic cellular computer devices, the advancements in multi-threaded task completion, plus a roundtable on the non-equilibrium green function approach to the photoionization process in atoms.
When I go, I usually just get hammered and ride the cable cars.
The conference is kind of a big thing. The keynote address is being delivered by George Smoot.
Oh, my God, the George Smoot?
You've heard of him.
Of course I haven't.
George Smoot is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist, one of the great minds of our time. His work in black body form and anisotropy of the cosmic microwave background radiation cemented our understanding of the origin of the universe.
It's kind of a funny name, though. Smoot.
Like talking to a chimp.
I've been completely insulted. Have a good flight.
Yeah, hi, Wes.
We're not flying. We're taking the train.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. 7 times as long as flying and cost almost twice as much.
Well, then why are you doing it?
Well, we had a vote. 3 of us voted for airplane, Sheldon voted for train, so we're taking the train.
Don't say it like that, Leonard. Say it like, we're taking the train.
Hey, we're all going over to the Apple Store to make fun of the guys at the Genius Bar. You want to come?
Oh, I always enjoy that, but I'm a little busy.
What are you doing?
I'm simplifying the task of packing for our trip. See, by attaching RFID tags to my clothing, it will enable my laptop to read and identify the items with this wand. I will then cross-reference them against destination, anticipated activity spectrum, weather conditions, duration of trip, etc.
Well, that does sound much simpler. How long is this going to take?
Assuming I can keep up this pace, 3 hours, 11 minutes. Plus however long it takes to conclude this fairly pointless conversation.
Wow. Teasing the guys at the Apple Store seems a little redundant now.
I don't follow.
I wouldn't expect you to. I'll see you later.
Socks. 1 pair. Cotton. Argyle. Blue. Socks. 1 pair. Cotton. Argyle. Blue. What on earth are you doing?
Whatever it is, I'm guessing you're doing it wrong.
Gentlemen, this is the Coast Starlight, one of the great American trains operating on one of the classic American routes. On this side, you'll see panoramic ocean vistas inaccessible to any other form of transportation, while on your side, you'll be treated to 350 miles of Costco's, Jiffy Lube's, and cinder block homes with above-ground pools.
Come on, Raj.
What's wrong with Jiffy Lube's?
No.
Why not?
That's over the wheelbase. Are you completely unfamiliar with the suspension characteristics of a pre-1980 Pullman-built Superliner Deluxe passenger coach?
Sheldon, we've been on this train 90 seconds and you've already said 1,000 words. Tell us where to sit and shut up.
Here. I'm hoping once you reap the endorphic rewards of the steady clickety-clack of steel wheels on polished rails, your sour disposition will abate.
Yeah, maybe. Meanwhile, back in the 21st century, people are raising their tray tables and putting their seatbacks in an upright position because it's time to land in San Francisco.
So
Not so bad, really. At least these trains have modern plumbing. In India, you squat over a hole in the train and expose your naked buttocks to the chilly air of Rajasthan.
He is referring, of course, to third class on Indian Railways' magnificent Ronakpur Express and its 1,200-kilometer journey from Maharashtra to the Bikaner Junction.
Oh, look, now he's boring on an international scale.
Holy crap, look. Is that who I think it is?
It can't be. What would Summer Glau be doing riding the train?
Maybe John Connor's aboard and she's protecting him from an evil Terminator.
Unlikely at the television show, Leonard.
Thank you.
Of course, if Skynet actually did exist in the future, a perfect way to infiltrate and destroy mankind would be to send Terminators back posing as actors who have played Terminators in popular films and television series, but low enough into a false sense of security, i.e., that Summer Glau from the Sarah Connor Chronicles. You, no, Summer, don't kill me. I'm pro-robot.
At least she's off the train, crap.
Sheldon, I owe you an apology. Taking the train was a stroke of brilliance. I've actually got a shot at a Terminator.
Oh, please. When it comes to Terminators, you've got a better shot of scoring with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're overlooking something. I have 11 hours with her in a confined space.
If Leslie's willing to jump off a moving train, tuck and roll down the side of a hill, she will eventually succumb to the acquired taste that is Howard Wolowitz.
My money's on tuck and roll.
I'm confused. I thought you were involved in some sort of socially intimate pairing with Leslie Winkle.
Sheldon, let me explain to you how this works.
All right.
That's Summer Glau.
Yes.
That's it.
Hang on a sec. Why do you get first crack at her?
Well, let's see. A couple reasons. One, I saw her first.
No, you didn't. I did.
Fair enough. But then let me move on to number two. Unlike you, I can actually talk to women when I'm sober.
You fail to take into account that even mute, I am foreign and exotic, while you, on the other hand, are frail and pasty.
Well, you know the old saying, pasty and frail never fail.
Excuse me, but what about me? Why don't I get a shot?
Fine, go ahead. Take a shot.
You know, I've already got a gorgeous blonde back home that I can't score with. I think I'll let you two take this one.
Sheldon, is there a place on this train to get alcohol?
Interesting that you ask. The Coast Starlight recently added the refurbished Pacific Parlor car. Built in 1956 and originally known as the Santa Fe Lounge car, the lower level...
Yeah. Which way?
The upper level is a bar that offers wine tastings if you're going far as Portland.
So, aren't you going to go talk to her?
Well, I'm just... working on my opening line.
She's probably heard every possible line, Howard. Why don't you just try hello?
No, that always creeps girls out. I need to come up with something that's funny, smart, and delicately suggest that my sexual endowment is disproportionate to my physical stature.
You're gonna need more than 11 hours.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I forgot my flash drive.
So?
So we have to go back.
Okay, Sheldon, I'm going to say why, and your answer cannot be because I forgot my flash drive.
But you don't understand. My flash drive has my paper on astrophysical probes of M-theory effects in the early universe that I was going to give to George Smoot at the conference.
Why do you have to give your paper to George Smoot?
It's brilliant. He needs to read it.
So you'll send him an email when we get back.
Oh, then I won't get to see his face light up as he reads it.
Right, of course.
Oh, this is an unmitigated disaster.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it, so relax. Sit back, enjoy the clickety-clack of the steel wheels on the polished rails.
You forgot your flash drive, 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 you forgot your flash drive.
Only 10 hours, 55 minutes to go.